Hey, it's Dave. So we just got some breaking news tonight that explains Tesla's massive stock price dip this past week. Let's look at what's going on here. Tesla stock crash explained. So just an hour or so ago, Tesla officially filed their Form 4 SEC filings for Elon Musk's stock sale this week of Tesla shares. So let's go into this a bit more. So there are five different filings that Elon filed today. Overall, on Tuesday, April 26, Elon sold 3.7 million shares of Tesla all in one day. So this is basically over $3 billion worth of Tesla, massive sale. And then on Wednesday, April 27th, Elon sold 680,000 Tesla shares. So that's what, about $600 million or so, for a total of 4.4 million shares that were sold together on April 26th and April 27th. We know that there were probably more shares that were sold on April 28th. The exact number, we don't know. That will be to be determined because the Form 4s have yet to be filed. We probably will get them probably tomorrow after market close. That's my guess, at least within the next 2 days or so. All right, I'm officially coining right this past week as Black Tesla Tuesday. So on Tuesday, Tesla opened at $995. It ended up closing that same day at $876, so a massive drop of $120. Tuesday's volume was 45 million shares. It was almost double the 25 million average. All right, let's look at this chart here. So this is actually April 26th. So this is the day that that Elon sold most of his shares. If you'll notice, this is massive drop the first hour or two, and then it ended pretty much at $870 or $80. The next day, we don't have kind of the same type of action. So we know on Wednesday, actually yesterday, Elon didn't sell as many shares. And then today we had another massive drop, right, for the first couple hours. I'm assuming Elon sold a good chunk of shares, but then you saw this rebound in the price. Partially it was the macro, the whole market was rebounding. So it's possible that actually Elon sold, but not as much as he sold the first day. That's my guess here. All right, I wanna point out a few things on these Form 4s. So there were five that were filed today. So if we look at the first Form 4, it kind of details each of the blocks that Elon sold during the day. So this is April 26th. But if you notice, a lot of these blocks are huge chunks of Tesla shares. So if you look at this, 201,000, 73,000, 83,000, 49,000, 80,000, 89,000, 208,000, 150,000. So to give you some context, Tesla is almost at $1,000. So 150,000 shares, that's $150 million all in one block of sale. So 136,000. So basically 136 million. Well, the stock went down. So let's say 120 million or so, but still huge amounts. These are all over 100,000, right? In terms of the number of shares that were sold. So this is just one of the forms. So if you look at this, yeah, just a massive amount of Tesla shares were dumped all in a single day, causing this massive drop for Tesla shares. So the question is Elon going to sell more Tesla shares in the coming weeks? So Omar at Holmar's Catalog basically tweeted out, Elon replied and said, no further Tesla sales are planned after today. So of course, who knows? The word is plan, so it could happen, but at least Elon is thinking he doesn't need to sell more Tesla shares. So the reason why he's selling Tesla shares probably is because he wants to add some extra cushion to his Twitter acquisition to make sure it closes. There could be some other reasons. Emmett Pepper's tweeted and he says that Elon has more info and intelligence than any of us or any financial media journalist on the likelihood of the Twitter deal going through. This signals to me that he sees it as extremely likely at this point. Forget the 60 to 80%, more like 95%. I reply and say, I agree. It's highly likely now that the Twitter acquisition goes through. All right, so overall, we got some good news tonight. We now know for sure the cause of Tuesday's massive Tesla stock price drop. A lot of people had suspected it, but now we have official confirmation. Also, it signals how serious Elon is regarding his Twitter acquisition. Now, it's possible that banks required some additional cash in the transaction on Elon's part, but it's also possible that Elon just wanted to make sure that he has the best chances of closing, and this meant raising some additional cash. It's a difficult time, I think, to sell Tesla stock, especially when Elon was sharing how he's never been as excited about Tesla's future as now, especially with FSD and Optimus. So it shows that Twitter really means a lot to Elon, and in a way, it's an expansion of his mission. happen. See, Tesla and SpaceX are going well, but free speech and the future of democracy need some help, so Elon does what's obvious to him. Twitter will become Elon's third largest company, behind Tesla and SpaceX, but ahead of Neuralink and The Boring Company. Geez, what a crazy portfolio, right, of companies to own. Anyways, I think this news today is also good because it removes uncertainty regarding what caused the massive stock price over the past few days. If it wasn't Elon selling, then we'd be left to wonder what kind of big sellers were selling, and the question might not have gotten answers for a very long time. But now we know Elon sold 4.4 million Tesla shares and likely some more today, and he's not planning on selling more. So that means we can close this chapter, right, of Tesla's massive stock price drop caused by Elon Musk's Tesla stock sale. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.